Bet on Bears fans, a Friday edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. Pat the Designer, John Yurkovich back in the building.
I'm here.
The good kid is here as always on a Friday. Good kid, how you been, my guy? Good to see you again.
Good, no complaints. We're getting close to the NFL season. Just a few short weeks ago, we started our 100-day countdown to the beginning of the NFL season on September 5th. I'm happy to know that today's day 55. 55 days are left to the start of the NFL season. I'm not talking about training camp.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about pitchers and catchers reporting.
Yeah.
I mean quarterbacks and centers reporting. I'm not talking about that or rookies or whatever. I'm talking about the first game.
Real football.
First real football game. Yeah. So I'm excited. Under 2 months, 55, under 8 weeks. It's good times.
It's so tough for me because I'm so excited for the start of football season, but I'm not ready for summer to be over yet. So while I'm like trying to rush everything to get there, I'm also like, all right, maybe slow down a little bit. But I'm ready for football. Right. Baseball in this town's miserable right
still
now.
Still 8 months. I mean, I don't know when kids go back to school in the state of Illinois. I know the kids in our area go back to school on like the 17th, 18th.
Yeah.
That's the weekend. So it'll either be the 12th or the 13th they go back to school, or it'll be the day after.
Right.
My daughter goes to school at Purdue.
Oh, little Purdue
action. She goes to school at Purdue. She's going to be there for August 19th. That's her first day. She's starting her junior campaign.
Hey.
Yeah,
shout out to her. I love that.
Yeah.
Made it further than I ever would have.
Yeah. I'm hoping she gets the degree. I didn't get one. Five glorious years of attendance. No degree.
My dad came to me and was like, "So you're almost done with high school here. What are you thinking school wise? You want to go to college? Do you want to go away? You want to do something here?" I was like, "Pop, I'm gonna be honest with you. Do you want to waste $10,000 a year for me to go party and drink alcohol and do things I'm not supposed to do?" He's like, "Well, kid, we'll find you a job."
There you go.
I couldn't be mad at him.
That's it.
I couldn't be mad at him. Went into the trades and it all worked out.
That's it. 100% correct.
Let's talk a little Bears football here, Yerk, because CBS coming out harsh. They are not impressed.
CBS or CBS?
CBS. CBS could come out a little harsh as well.
Chicago Vocational. All right. CBS is coming out hard.
CBS coming out a little harsh. They are not impressed by the beard.
Pete Prisco, who's coming out and saying it?
Who did write this article?
Is there a pundit attached to this thing?
There is a pundit.
Or is this one of these things they group together as like a unit?
Oh, I do get irritated. This is Cody Benjamin. Cody Benjamin dropped this 23 hours ago, 2024 Cody NFL Benjamin. Head coach rankings. Andy Reid, top of the list, question there.
Big dog.
But bringing up almost the rear, ranking at number 26, Matt Eberflus. CBS not impressed by the fade, not impressed by the beard. With the record that he's had to this point, I guess you can kind of understand that. But my question to you is, how much of a difference is there in the NFL versus in other sports where if the head coach is not one of the top 10 guys, your team can still see success?
I think that you've got to have yourself a position coach. I don't know who Cody Benjamin is. I don't really care who he is. Yeah, some stranger on the street. What do they think? They're going to give you an opinion.
He gave 30 names real quick.
Right, no, he's going to. Yeah, I'm sure he sat down. He listed them.
Yeah.
Well, what's he done? He's won 10 games in
2 years. He's won 10 games in 2 years. 10 and 24 is his record right now.
Cody Benjamin what's the best thing he's done, he wouldn't be able to give you an answer. Why? Because his focus is not Chicago.
Right.
His focus is on the NFL. So he just has a perk. What's that called? Just a top. Level.
An overview, just top, an overview.
Top 3% of what's actually happening with a football team. So he has no idea who Matt Eberflus is. And the greatest strength that Matt Eberflus has is the guys played for him. They didn't quit on him.
Right.
That's what he had. That's what he had going. When it looked like they could have, and it looked like they might have, and I've seen better coaches have players quit on him and not play, and then pretty much secure the fact that the guy was going to get fired. So, I mean, that's the one thing he's got. He's got the ability to get guys to play for him and to motivate him. Maybe it's because he's honest. Maybe it's because he doesn't BS them. Maybe he's got their back and he protects them a little bit, which is things that players certainly do appreciate. So, who do you put last? Everybody's got a job. There's new guys that are here.
Mike McDonald, who's got a new job, is ahead of him.
Okay.
Who's in Seattle.
Who's 32?
Scrolling down, 32. Dennis Allen with the Saints, 24 and 46 record, third with the Saints, sixth as a head coach.
So what I would offer you is there's probably about a list of 7-8 coaches that you could put at a level, and then everybody else is the same. So I would then say that everybody else, Dennis Allen, Eberflus, and all those guys are tied for ninth. You know, Philadelphia and their coach, everybody loves, he looked like a genius for the first 13 weeks of the season.
Right.
And by the end of it, he looked like a fool.
Yeah, he had lost everybody.
Yeah. He had done this. He had done that. Doug Peterson's the hottest name in the world in Jacksonville. And what does he do? Things get tough. He fires everybody. Shad Khan has got them all on the notice. Everybody's been put on notice that they've got to play. So I think that's a fair way of doing it, giving you eight coaches that I'd rank 1 to 8. Then everybody else is tied for ninth. Everybody is in a tie for ninth. I don't think you can distinguish the next 24 guys. I don't think you can.
Right.
So that's why I go with the system that I go with. You know, Cody probably got it from the editor. Hey, rank the coaches. We want you to rank the coaches. And he's like, I plan on going away this weekend. I got to get this thing done in 5 hours. Oh, my sweet Lord. So he goes down his due diligence and says, this is what I'm going to try to do.
Just going off of the record, basically.
Exactly.
The
guy in Miami looks like a hero. Then he loses a couple games and everybody thinks he's a fool.
Right. Do you think it's always been that way, where it's been kind of like you've got your top guys and it's very even? Or do you think that's where it's watered down now, coaching-wise?
I think there's guys that are innovators early on. Everybody copies them. And then you're waiting for your next group of innovators to come along.
Mm.
You know, so like Shula. Shula early was an innovator.
Yes.
Shula at the end, a reputation. He had a steakhouse named after him. Shula had a highway named after him. You know, there are all types of things out there. Shula knew who Shula was when I got there in 90.
Right.
Still a good coach, but he just fall asleep. Projector. Shula's at the projector. It was the old, you know, 8mm.
Is he moving the projector?
He's the one in charge of doing that. They had the button. The button reversed it. Let go, and the button kept them moving it forward. But, you know, you had that noise. It wasn't video. And then he'd be sitting up there, ow. And then either Tony Nathan would have to go up there and wake him up, or Larry Seipel, defensive back coach, Westhoff. We had the coaches, this John Sandusky, Carl Tassif. They'd have to go wake him up. Hey, coach. So he pretending to try to play it off, but it didn't work. But you know, even at the end, that's a great coach falling asleep during films.
Right.
So I like my system: top eight, and then everybody else. And certainly, at one point or another, he was a top eight coach. And then slowly but surely, at the end of it all, he's just another guy.
He started getting a little sleepy.
He's one of 24.
It's very interesting. Okay, so let's run through these top guys, and let me know if you disagree with any of these. Number one, Andy Reid.
Yep.
Sean McVay, number two.
Okay.
Number three, Kyle Shanahan.
That's fine.
Number four, John Harbaugh.
Yep.
Number five, Matt LaFleur.
Where's Matt up? Green Bay?
Matt's up in Green Bay.
Yeah, okay.
Number six, Mike Tomlin.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mike probably deserves a little bit more respect. He's been able to keep that thing together when they've had to get rid of players. They've had to get rid of quality players because they were stupid.
This is the first one that I had.
I like Tomlin.
I agree. I think Mike Tomlin's...
Pittsburgh doesn't appreciate him, but that happens when you're in a place for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
I wish they would let Tomlin go. I'd go get Tomlin. If I'm an NFL coach and I'm making a change, Tomlin's the first guy I'm going to hire.
I was dreaming of them and letting Tomlin go.
And then I'm going to tell Tomlin, I'm getting the fuck out of your way.
Yeah.
Okay? I trust what you are. I trust what you do. I trust what you've been able to do over the course of 20 years or 15 years, however long he's been there. You're my fucking guy. Let's make it happen. Boom.
Here's my first big question. Already, top 10, Jim Harbaugh, number 7.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Throw that in the garbage. He's one of 24.
They're giving his NFL record 44-19-1, playoff record 5-3, 0-1 in the Super Bowl. I mean, those are all great.
Yeah.
But and Harbaugh is an interesting one. We had Shea on the show. He was kind of talking about how people are talking about him as a coach of the year candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing there? Who's in the receiver room up there?
Well,
I mean? Like, I got a lot of questions on the team.
And they're ranked yesterday in a poll that was out there about the players. Good quarterbacks can make players. Good quarterback can make receivers. So if you've got a good quarterback and a quarterback you can trust and you can protect that quarterback,
right,
he can turn a receiver into somebody that can get the ball there on target all you have to do is catch. If you can't catch at that this level, then your staff did a horrible job of finding you a wide receiver to bring you to the league. Now, I know the guy that they've got there, the kid from TCU, second-year player now, was a
Quentin Johnson,
woeful disappointment.
Could not catch,
Well, that couldn't catch, couldn't get away from anybody.
Yeah.
He was Velcroed on the whole time. He can't create his own space, which is something that they're going to have to develop for him.
Which you thought was going to be his thing because of his speed.
Yeah, well, fast guys. Everybody's fast in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then there's track speed, and then there's functional football speed. Mm. Watch a track guy and go bump him and see how fast he goes. He doesn't go fast at all. Fast guys getting bumped can sometimes not be as fast as they look like, you know, on tape. So that's where I go. But they're banking on the quarterback. They're banking on Herbert being the guy. They're banking on their offensive line. They've got some pass rushers. They're hoping the defense can stay healthy. The AFC is still more competitive than the NFC is, and they're in a very competitive, tough division.
He's already got Jim Harbaugh ranked above number 8, Dan Campbell.
Oh, I like Campbell. Campbell's done it, and Campbell's recent. Yeah, you get away from the NFL for a while. Things change.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got to come back in here. Now, I like Harbaugh. I got no problem with Harbaugh, but he'd be in my group of 9, 10 all the way to 32.
It reminds me of like when Gruden came back, right? Gruden was a great football mind when he was down in Tampa. They end up winning, all of that stuff goes. And you see him with the Raiders, right? Everything that happens there. But then he comes back to the Raiders, and it wasn't the same John Gruden anymore. He wasn't getting the same cachet. Didn't have that same respect among his team as he did when he was in there. So that time away does make a difference, like you said.
Yeah, well, listen, when you're young and you're trying to make your way in the world, it's different than when you've established yourself. You went away, you commented, you talked, and you come back in. You got some gravitas and you've got some weight to you, but it needs to be then turned into something very successful very early.
Yeah.
And the whole Antonio Brown thing
was
a circus.
That was wild.
It was a farce. His comments on his quarterbacks that he had, I think it was crystal clear who their best quarterback was, and for one reason or another, he wanted to play games.
Yeah.
And the one guy you don't want, your starting quarterback is not the guy you want to circumvent confidence in. Almost like he went about the business of trying to miscredit? I'm trying to think of the word that I want to lose.
Discredit?
Yeah, discredit. Thank you. He wanted to discredit him before they ever got into the season. So he could almost say, hey, look, I told you he wasn't a quarterback. Yeah. Listen, he's a damn good quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's falling off since. It's falling off since. But yeah.
Well, he's in New Orleans. I think he did fine last year.
It's so funny too, because it was almost like Gruden was trying to, like, I think he thought there was a different quarterback coming. Wasn't there a big free agent class that year, too, that, like, he thought he was going to get a bunch of guys, and then it ended up you're still with Derek Carr? So, like, this is what you've got. So, like, it's going to be interesting. Like, I think we see that with Harbaugh as well a little bit. Coming in, he's like, listen, this isn't going to fly the way that it's flown in the past. You guys are going to get knocked down a peg. They immediately go to Keenan Allen, say, you got to restructure. They go to Khalil Mack, you got to restructure, right? Like, they changed a ton of stuff to acquiesce to Harbaugh. I want to see how that's going to affect the team coming in here.
Yeah, the Gruden thing was an interesting thing. He got all the money, and then everybody else had to sacrifice him. Right?
This is true, yeah.
And then they got all the draft choices, and then they butchered all the draft choices.
Did nothing with them.
Right.
And looking back on it,
the receiver that got in the accident. Henry
Ruggs.
Yeah. So there you went from, you know, you had a, okay, we can help make this team better, and then you took a running back for some crazy reason.
Yeah.
What are you doing taking running backs?
And it's the only good player you got. I believe out of all the Bears picks,
Josh Jacobs,
that they traded over there for Khalil Mack, I think it turned into Alex Leatherwood, Josh Jacobs.
Terrible.
Henry Ruggs.
Leatherwood was terrible.
He
got drafted in the first round. You've got to be able to look at a guy and realize, hey, this guy just doesn't have it.
He's good because of the guys around him. That was always my thing. Is that a Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
It is. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. Oh. Can't buy in a grocery store.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Look at that one. I even that one. You got the big one.
Yeah.
But that one says, hello, how are you?
Yeah, I like that. Is that a top or is that a Robin Hood hat they got going on?
I don't know
there?
What that is.
It's like a little Robin Hood hat going on there.
Straw coming out of there.
Shout out to the mayor.
But I mean, I don't know what to say. How many times can we present this like this?
Whoa. Has anybody reached out to Duncan? Do we know? Have we gotten anybody to reach out to Duncan for a Friday episode?
Anybody out there? Ooh.
Let me ask you this, Jurgen. Kind of back to what I asked in the beginning, because you talked about your top eight guys and how everyone else is the same.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying top eight, one to eight, and then after that, everybody is the same. I mean, obviously, Andy Reid was doing it in winning games without Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. AFC Championship without Patrick Mahomes.
The difference is he's winning Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, obviously you've got to have a quarterback to go with the quarterback, the quarterback coaching mind. But with Donovan McNabb, he did it. With Alex Smith, he did it. He was going to get there. And, you know, he's got a system. He believes in the system. He believes on his way of handling players. He gave Michael Vick a second chance in Philadelphia when nobody was willing to give him a second chance.
And Vick balled out.
You know, and you've got to be a coach that's got a little bit of history and a history of winning to be able to gamble and make a move like that, really, because if it blows up in your face, everybody's going to attack you.
Yeah.
And I don't think Andy really cares whether people attack him or not. I think he really felt like Michael Vick deserved a second chance in the league and in a place, in a world where theoretically you're supposed to be able to get a second chance, why there was so much vitriol over Michael Vick and what he had done.
Yeah.
Right? He served his time.
Served his time.
He did the crime. He served the time. Boom. Wasn't he rehabilitated? Didn't he serve his time and he got out and he's rehabilitated?
My favorite thing is,
why does everybody want to get in his face and all of a sudden not let him do anything?
My favorite thing is all the rumors that are around Mike Vick. It's like, he can never own dogs again. I was like, Mike Vick has like five dogs.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew it wasn't Vic. It was just his home, and he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to die. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not a dog fighter. I'm more of a cock fighter.
Excuse me.
Cock fighter.
We chickens, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Chickens, little things on their ankles, you know, their webs, their paws, whatever they
are. Is that legal? Can we say that? Is that legal? Oh,
it's legal in South America.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's legal in Central America.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I could say what I want. You know, I can say what I want.
He said nobody's coming to get him.
I mean, what the hell is going on here? What do you mean? Can I say it? I could say cockfighting. Absolutely. I'm in favor of cockfighting. If I was in Mexico and there was a cockfight, I would go and I would wager on the chickens.
Yeah.
You know, roosters.
What's the
wager?
Wager is to win. How do you gauge who's the better cock?
Which is the better one?
Yeah.
The training facilities. I'd have to go visit their training facilities.
You're visiting cockfighting facilities?
That's right.
Down in Mexico? Yeah. Doing some scouting work, are you, Jurgen?
They got the roosters on treadmills, you know, really getting the conditioning up. Because, you know, chickens, they all over the place.
Yeah.
And they get fatigued and tired, and then they die.
Yeah. You know?
Do they chase Rocky around for training?
Quickness drills.
I like that.
Chasing humans with little razor blades on their feet.
They chase Sylvester Stallone around for training. I like that. It's a lot easier to catch them now.
At this day and age, they catch them easily.
If you have one of the coaches that is not the top eight, which it sounds like the Chicago Bears do based on everything, is that a concern to you?
No. I mean, this thing has been a work in progress. Jimmy Johnson's first year with Troy Aikman, they were 1-15.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got better. And then they got better. And then they started winning Super Bowls. So most guys that end up with a new team end up struggling early, usually, because they're trying to ramp things up a little bit. They're trying to change the expectations for the team because the team has been losing a little bit.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of gut the roster a little bit. You got to bring new people in, new blood. You got to bring your guys in. And that's the process that happened. How do you judge him on 3-14? If I couldn't judge Justin Fields on 3-14, how am I going to judge the coach?
Right.
The coach was brought in here, and Ryan Poles wanted to blow the team up.
Right.
So what do you tell him? Don't worry about it. Just go out there and coach. Let's implement the systems. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's not worry about wins and losses. The worse we are, the better we are, because we can get the number one draft choice.
Right.
Which they turned into a bevy of players.
I don't disagree with you. Yeah. Let me know how you guys feel in the comments below. The Good Kid's got a phenomenal radio show to go handle. So we're going to let him get to that. But we appreciate you guys tuning in, showing love. As always, if you haven't had your Dunkin' Donuts coffee,
yeah,
get on that. Right, what now are you doing? And Dunkin' Donuts, if you haven't had your fill of the Chicago Bears podcast,
see?
Get on that. what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yummy.
I don't have a logo. I just get Dunkin'. That's not bad. I'm not mad at that.
Your cup is small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your cup, look, XL hot original coffee, red cream and sugar.
I got a medium.
I like medium.
All right, guys. Hey, y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Bear down. One love. Peace.